Today we're taking a heatwave-style jungle idea and turning it into a properly shaped Ableton Live 12 arrangement that feels like a real section of a track. Not just a loop. The goal here is to move beyond this sounds cool for 8 bars and into this actually develops, breathes, and pushes forward like a finished DNB idea. And that's the whole mindset shift for this lesson. In jungle and drum and bass, the best loops are never really just loops. They're phrases. They're conversations between drums, bass, and atmosphere. They rise, they drop, they tease, they answer. So we're going to shape the energy in a way that feels musical, DJ-friendly, and definitely ready for replay. First thing, set up the session for arrangement, not perfection. Open Ableton Live 12 and pick a tempo around 172 BPM. That's a really solid sweet spot for this kind of heatwave jungle feel, where you get that classic rolling pressure, but still enough weight for modern DNB impact. Now create your main groups. Keep it simple and organized. Drums, bass, atmosphere and FX and, if you have one, musical hooks. Even if the project is small, this kind of organization makes arrangement decisions way easier. You're not just building sounds, you're building roles. That's important. Think in energy lanes. One thing owns the low-end pressure, another owns the mid-range movement, another owns the top-end fizz, and another handles atmosphere and depth. If two elements fight for the same lane, one of them needs to step back. Before you write too much, sketch out a rough 32-bar structure in arrangement view. Even if it's empty, put the markers in. Think bars 1 to 8 is intro and tease, bars 9 to 16 is groove lock, bars 17 to 24 is varination and lift, and bars 25 to 32 is a heavier return or a setup for the next section. This is a really important habit, because it stops you from getting trapped in endless loop mode. You're composing forward motion from the start. Now let's build the drum foundation. Drop your main break into an audio track or into simpler, and warp it cleanly. For a break with sharp transients, beats mode is usually a good choice. If the source is more tonal or smeared, you can try Complex Pro, but for jungle edits you usually want the transients to stay crisp and punchy. Here's a really useful move, duplicate the break onto two lanes. One lane is your main break, and the other is your edit and fill lane. That gives you a place to make small changes every few bars without destroying the core groove. This is where micro edits become glue. Tiny details like a ghost snare, a shifted hat, a quick dropout, or a reverse tail can make the whole arrangement feel intentional. Start shaping phrase changes every 2 or 4 bars. You might remove the kick at the end of bar 4 to make space. You might add a little snare flam before the main backbeat. You might move a ghost note slightly ahead of the grid to create urgency. You might reverse a snare tail or cymbal into the next phrase. These details matter, because they make the rhythm breathe instead of just looping mechanically. For processing, keep it controlled. On the break bus, use EQ8 to clean up the low end if needed, maybe a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz and reduce any muddy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if it starts feeling cloudy. Then add a little drum bus for character. Keep the drive moderate, add a touch of crunch if needed, and only use boom if the kick really needs more body. You can also add saturator with soft clip-on for a bit of density. The idea is to make the break feel alive, not crushed. Don't overprocess it. Jungle wants transient punch and swing. If you flatten it too much, you lose the whole personality. Now let's move to the bass. We want two parts here, a sub and a res or mid-bass. Treat them like separate characters, even if they work together musically. For the sub, keep it clean and simple. Operator or wave-eatable with a sine wave is perfect. Mono mode on. Glide off or very subtle, and keep it focused below around 90 to 100 Hz. Use utility to make sure it stays mono. That low end should be locked dead center and stable. For the res, go for something with movement and attitude. Wave-eatable, analog or a pair of detuned oscillators all work well. Add a low-pass filter, keep the resonance moderate, and use auto-filter or automation to create motion. A little saturator or roar can add that gritty upper mid-edge so it cuts through the drums without needing to be super bright. That's the key. Let the growl come from distortion and movement, not just raw oscillator harshness. Now think about the bass as part of the rhythm section, not separate from it. This is one of the most important composition ideas in DNB. The bass should answer the drums. So instead of writing a line that just runs continuously, ask yourself what the kid is asking for here. Does the groove want a short stab, a longer sustain, a gap, a reply after the snare? That question will make your arrangement sound way more musical. A nice starting phrase could be something like this. One long note in the first bar, two shorter notes in the second, a gap followed by a syncopated answer in the third, and then a pickup into the fourth. That gives you call and response with the drums. The more you leave room around the snares, the harder they hit. In heavier D&B, space is power. When you're placing the bass, pay attention to note length and velocity. Shorter notes tend to feel punchier and more percussive. Longer notes feel heavier and more legato. For a dark jungle edit, too much sustain can swamp the drums, so keep the envelopes tight and deliberate. On the bass boss, use EQ8 to clear out unnecessary low-mid buildup around 180 to 350 Hz, then add a touch of saturation for harmonics, and use utility to keep the low end controlled and center. Now let's add atmosphere, because this is what turns a good rhythm into a scene. Heatwave jungle works best when it feels like a place or climate, not just a beat. So bring in one or two subtle atmospheric elements. Vinyl noise, a distant pad, a filtered vocal texture, a field recording, maybe a soft stab with a lot of air around it. Keep these elements subtle and rhythmic, not overpowering. High-pass them aggressively with EQ8, usually somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the sound. Then put auto filter on them and automate the cutoff slowly. Add reverb with a long decay, but keep the dry signal low so it sits back in the mix. And if the texture starts to crowd the stereo image, narrow it a bit with utility. Atmosphere should create depth, not clutter. Here's the arrangement idea for the first 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Break plus atmosphere and maybe a filter teaser of the bass. Bars 5 to 8, the full break groove comes in with light sub support. Bars 9 to 12, the bass line opens up a bit more. Maybe bar 12 gets a fill or a little turn. Bars 13 to 16, bring in a variation, maybe to higher bass note, a snare roll, or a small drop in the drum pattern before the next phrase. That structure works because it gives the listener a clear journey. They're not hearing the same thing again. They're hearing a phrase expand, then lift, then turn the corner. And that's what good arrangement in D&B is all about. Now automate transition so the section evolves every four bars. Use auto filter cutoff on the bass or atmospheres. Automate reverb, sends on snare hits, add echo throws on a key bass note or stab, and use utility gain for subtle energy drops before the next phrase. These moves create momentum without needing a bunch of extra sounds. A really practical approach is this. Bars 3, 7, 11, and 15 build tension. Bars 4, 8, 12, and 16 feel like phrase endings, and bars 5, 9, and 13 are your drop-in points. That kind of phrasing gives your edit a professional shape. The listener feels the turn in the music, even if they can't explain exactly why. For the drum boss, route your break edits and percussion into one group, so you can shape the whole drum identity together. A little EQ8, a touch of drum boss, maybe very light glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and a little saturation if needed. But be careful here. Don't squash the life out of the drums. If the snare loses authority, back off the bus compression and instead adjust the snare layer itself or give the backbeat a small lift. Now let's check the low end properly. Put utility on the master or bass group and listen in mono. In D&B, the low end should feel centered and solid. The kick, snare, and sub need to coexist without stepping on each other. If the groove feels heavy but the drum transients disappear, the balance is off. And if the bass is too wide in the low end, tighten it up. Keep sub mono. Let width live in the mid bass and atmospheres. Also pay attention to the low mids. If the bass and drums are fighting around 250 to 500 Hz, clean that up with EQ. If the bass is crowding the snare presence, cut some energy in the 1.5 to 4 kHz area. The goal isn't to make everything thin. The goal is to make the weight intentional. For the final 8 bars of the edit, don't just add more stuff. Make a choice. Do you want to strip things down into a halftime breath? Do you want to intensify with extra break edits and a more aggressive bass response? Or do you want a stop-start bar with a delayed snare tail and a filter opening into the next section? Any of those can work, as long as they create tension and release. This is a really common mistake in intermediate arrangements. People keep stacking layers because they think more equals bigger. But in drum and bass, absence can hit harder than addition. Sometimes the cleanest move is to remove a texture, pull the bass back for a bar, or leave a gap before the snare. That negative space makes the reed entry feel huge. A couple of pro moves to keep in mind. Use parallel distortion on the reed by duplicating the bass, distorting the copy, and blending it quietly underneath the clean layer. That gives you weight without ruining clarity. Try tiny pitch movement or subtle glide on the bass notes to keep the line from feeling static. Add ghost snares or quiet hats just before the main backbeat to build tension. And if the section feels too clean, resample a bar of drums and bass, then chop it back up. Audio decisions often lead to better arrangement decisions than staring at MIDI forever. Also, check the loop quietly. If the groove still works at low volume, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only feels good loud, it may be relying too much on texture and not enough on structure. So the big takeaway from this lesson is simple. Think in phrases, not loops. Let the break, sub, and res each have a clear role. Use automation and small changes to keep the section moving. Keep the low end mono and disciplined. And remember that in DNB, a strong arrangement is one that keeps opening, tightening, and releasing over time. If you can shape a heatwave jungle idea so it breathes over 16 to 32 bars, you're not just making a loop, you're building a real drum and bass composition. And once that starts clicking, everything gets more exciting, because now your ideas can actually travel.